Thank you, Mr. President. As with the colleagues before me, I would like to echo the appreciation for the effort by you, the chairs, facilitators, and ISU in drafting these documents. This Part 3 document is a balanced draft that has sought to minimize duplications and form a good starting basis for our negotiations this week. I would like to offer our initial reactions and specifically highlight three proposals that we'd like to see in the final document. On Section C of the report, we are in principle supportive of the Article 10 Implementation Steering Group to better facilitate international cooperation within the framework of Article 10 of the Convention. However, we will need to study the details further, particularly the terms of reference of the steering group and the way they conduct their activities, which should not duplicate other efforts or erode the national rights of state parties. On Section D, my delegation supports Para 32 on the endorsement of the Tianjin Guidelines. Scientists are the backbone to research and development and the advancement of biotechnology. It is thus useful to have an explicit set of code of conduct or a common language, so to speak, to guide the responsible behaviour of the scientists. In a similar connection, we also support a multi-stakeholder approach to cooperation in science and technology. Hence, we express support for Para 34 on biorisk management. My delegation is also in principle supportive of Section G on national implementation and CBMs. In the current geopolitical climate, it is of great importance to continue building mutual trust and confidence, whether amongst our policy and or technical experts. These initiatives will therefore be a positive contribution, and there are some language issues that we may need to adjust later. I will reserve my comments on the issues relating to the support for the ISU and financial matters until we have consensus on the initiatives agreed upon in the earlier sections. Thank you, and I look forward to the consultations in the week ahead.